You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good. Feels good to be back in the gym with the guys. You guys are excited about where we are and this final stretch that we got ahead of us. The changes we've made systematically, guys are excited about it, so we're looking forward to it.
Two dozen games left. What's the hope and expectation to close out the season?
Be as competitive as we can every single night. We're going out to hopefully do enough things well where we win basketball games. Again, with all the changes that were made, this is an opportunity to lay down a foundation of who we want to be moving forward. So we're looking forward to it.
What's the plan with Chandler now that he's back?
I let him play.
How's he look?
It looks good. Obviously, he needs to play some 5-on-5, but we were able to get some in yesterday and today. And he did the things that he does. Makes the offensive game simple, makes his teammates better, creates shots for other people. So we'll see what he's got.
Do you have any expectation on how you'll use him tomorrow?
So he's going to play. He'll be in the rotation. He'll get minutes. Like everybody else, obviously because of the layoff, we want him to play, probably have to play through some bumps, but expectation is for him to contribute and help us win, and those are the guys that will always play.
Jimmy, is this your call, though, now with him in terms of how you use him, or is it organizationally?
It's a collective decision that we've made, but we are in a position where we want to be competitive, and we're going to reward guys, no matter who they are, that can help us win. And Chandler, when he's right and comfortable, he has a skill set that can help us. So that's our expectation, is to put him out there and see and allow him to help us. Hopefully things go well.
Has there been any awkwardness given what transpired in the previous 2 months?
No. It's kind of funny that the team is so new and there's so many new guys that he's just another one of the new guys, basically. And his personality is that he knows most of the guys from to bring him back into the fold.
How are you going to approach his role?
I think his best position probably now is a four, but he still is versatile enough where we can put him at the three. We've got guys around him defensively who can guard multiple positions, so I think we can help cover there. But, he's got a perimeter skill set. The way that we're moving towards playing is more five out and four out spacing. So, whether he's a three or a four, it doesn't really matter. He'll be out on the perimeter, at either position.
And he has stuff like that under the restrictions on him?
No, we'll obviously be intelligent about it, but we expect him to play. The situation he's in, you always have to monitor it, obviously. We'll do that, but our expectations are.
Jonas moved into the starting lineup in the second half against Chicago. Is that going to carry over into tomorrow night?
Well, he won't be with us tomorrow night. He had to go home to Lithuania for personal reasons.
Okay.
So our hope is that he'll meet us in Cleveland. Slide into that position. I do envision him in the starting lineup, just trying to get him comfortable. Just with the initial immigration situation where he wasn't able to practice with us, he was kind of playing catch up, and then, having missed these past couple days, you want him to be in a situation where he's comfortable. This upcoming week, I think we have some practice days, even the shooting around, which will make it a little easier to make that adjustment.
Is there any update on Kyle?
He had an MRI yesterday. Our medical group was supposed to speak with the doctors today while we were in practice. I haven't heard the final results from that conversation yet.
You're not expecting him available?
No.
JB, how weird is it going to be seeing J. Mike and Garrett wearing that Clipper?
Exciting. It's fun to be home in L.A. in the off season, but when you're at home on your couch watching your team, it's not that cool. So. I'm just happy to be back. I'm feeling pretty good. Just here to help the team any way I can and try try and, you know, go and finish this last season, the last stretch of the season on a positive note and get some momentum going into the summer.
You've had some difficulties, obviously, Chandler, since you've been here. Where does this one rank in terms of being, I guess banished may be a difficult word, but that's what it seems like.
This is up there. Like I said, it hasn't been fun. It's just been exhausting, man. It's not how I pictured anything going, but you know, like I said, hopefully we can move on past it. And, you know, I'm here now, and I miss my teammates, I miss my coaches, I miss my team. So, like I said, I'm here to do anything I can to help us win as many games as possible down the stretch.
Chandler, what prompted just, I guess, the reconciliation, if you will? Like, was there anything, was it the Anthony Davis stuff that came out? How did this all come to be where you guys would amend it?
I think ultimately I just, you know, they gave me a couple of options, and I decided to give them space and let them make the moves that they wanted to move, and I let them know ahead of time. If I'm not traded, I'm going to come back, and, you know, I miss my team. I don't want to be in L.A. I don't want to be home not playing, not practicing, and, you know, I want to be here. So I didn't talk to anybody other than my agent, and I guess he talked to upstairs, but, yeah, man, I just I can help the team win, so I'm going to try and do that.
How much are you going to play, Chandler?
Oh, that's up to JB.
Is it up to JB? Are you hoping it's up to JB?
Who else? He's the
I'm talking about organizationally speaking. Do they have a plan that...
I don't know. I don't really speak to them that much, so I guess you guys got to ask JB.
When everything first went down, did you expect it, or was it just more something to see how things
go? Honestly, I was always hopeful. To be honest with you, I just wanted to play. I've always wanted to play all along since I've been cleared to play, you know, whenever that was. So I've done everything the right way. You know, I've never caused any trouble. I've never, you know, always got along with my teammates, love my head coach. So I've always just wanted to play and be healthy. And a lot of that stuff is out of my control, especially when it's health related. You know, it sucks. It's not fun. It's painful. It's frustrating. So I'm just trying to manage all that and put myself in the best position to feel good on game days and play.
There's so many new faces on this team since last time you were here. JB was joking. You're now one of the new guys, too. What was it like when you first got back?
A lot of introductions. Obviously, just throughout the league, you know everybody, and you spend some time with them in the summer and play pickup and things like that. And just, you know, watching games and playing against them, I know how they play. And, you know, I think we got a bunch of good guys that, you know, play the right way. Do the right things, and it's definitely, it feels like the first day of school when I went to the school earlier in the year. It's weird.
do you have any expectations for yourself these last 25 games or so, like what you want to accomplish?
I mean, with me, it's always been health. If I'm healthy, I can play. If I'm not, I'm not very good. So, you know, I think that's it for me, is if I can find ways to stay healthy and stay on the floor, I can find ways to help this team win and make shots, play make, and do what I, you know, do what I do. But like I said, that's up to JB. I'm just here to help any way I can. I don't care if it's 4 minutes. I don't care if it's 20 minutes. I don't care if I don't play. I just miss my teammates, and I wanted to be back here.
Is there a concern with your knees still right now? You won't really have that answer until you give it a go?
Well, I haven't played 5-on-5 since, you know, yesterday was my first 5-on-5. It's not exactly pickup right now in LA. So as much working out and lifting and shooting I did, you can't really simulate games, which is tough. But I played 5-on-5 yesterday, I played 5-on-5 today, and obviously my knees are always gonna be painful. They're always gonna be sore, but like I said, I just gotta continue to find ways to manage them. Stay light, eat the right things.
Was your hope to be traded, just as bad as things have gone since you got here, were you hopeful? You got
honestly
a new start?
No. I mean, I look at this just as a new start as going to another team, except that, you know, I'm familiar with the city, I'm familiar with the coaching staff, the defensive terminology. So I just wanted to play. I wanted to play when I was cleared 2 months ago, and that hasn't changed. I chose to come here, and I still want to be here. I wasn't just going to stay in L.A. and watch my team play for the last 6 weeks of the season. I was going to come, and that's that.
Just to set the record straight, the team mentioned when this happened, whatever it was, a month and a half ago, that they gave you the option of going to the G League.
Yeah.
How would you describe what the option was to you,
the three options were stay in Memphis but be away from the team and train at Campbell Clinic, which I don't know who would do that. If I'm staying here, I would like to work with my team in practice at least so I can get familiar, but that wasn't an option. I was supposed to stay here and work at Campbell Clinic. Second option was to go to the D-League, play 4 games, and then see my progress. So, it's, you know, it wasn't like an ego thing for me not to go play a D-League. I would have loved to go play 1, 2, 3, even if you said 4 games, go play, and then you're back in the lineup, I would have done that with a smile on my face. But as a 30-year-old player with 3 knee surgeries, I'm not going down to the G-League to play in an open-ended stint. That's just unheard of. It's never happened before. You can look all across the league. That's literally never happened. So that wasn't an option. And then basically the only other option was they said to go home and train and wait till the trading deadline. And if we can find a move for you, we will. If we can't, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And so we crossed the bridge and I'm here.
Is there any